Hello friends, we are on chapter 9, which is on influencer marketing. It may be a very exciting subject for you. So I'm Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this. We are overall studying the subject of internet marketing. So moving on to agenda that we said, there are plenty of things that we have to study about this as a new subject for you as to what is it, the benefit of it, certain statistical perspective, types of influencers, yes, that is what we will try to study. Cost of using an influencers, right influencer search, etc. What is KPI that can be fixed for influencer marketing? How do you measure it, etc.? The challenges and all. This is what agenda that we have for us. So, what is influencer marketing? Gone are the days where the brand ambassador's conversation was considered as a reference to context and people were getting influenced. Now there is a new breed of people known as influencers have come in. The difference is influencers, like, they are not just about celebrity but also everyday people with a strong online presence. Now in the online genre, if you see on online media, there's a concept called followers. Now these people have created a large base of followers who listen to their influencers every day, maybe every hour. As many times this influencer releases some information, people get to see them. So that's the difference. Okay, so broadly, when influencers talks about any particular brand, etc., people believe it to be true. With that is a connect that comes in, empathy, or that the trust that comes in when an influencer recommends a brand, it really lifts the brand's recognition. It's a great way to connect with younger people. Statistically also it has been revealed. And so the influencer marketing is like having a team of brand ambassadors. Now remember this, team, the power of online media and ability to differentiate mutually exclusive set of segments. Here you can have multiple influencers, each with separate set of connect with your different target segments. You are able to create large reach for yourself, large recommendatory reach to yourself, you know, and then the decision making is considered as most prompt and most faster. Influencer marketing is a form of marketing that involves promoting products or services to people, Virat Kohli, MS Dhoni, etc., or an organization who have a high level of knowledge, popularity or reputation. Dhoni is out of his cricket success, same is the case of Virat Kohli or say Amitabh Bachchan ji, due to his being considered as a doyen of the acting film industry. Then Kaun Banega Crorepati, especially, he's really made him stand apart. So now people, therefore, out of love, out of passion for him, various reasons, become a follower. Now when they generate that, you have a ready millions and billions of people to reach out to them. The moment they release one post, it's been referred by most of them over a short period of time. So that's the power of influencer marketing. That is what influencer marketing is all about. There are different types of influencers. We will study them as we move forward. Classifications like nano, micro, macro, and even mega influencers. We will look into that. And effective marketing influencer strategy. So you have to now develop your influencer strategy, influencer marketing strategy, where you should be clear as to which part of segments, what nature of segments you want to attract, for whom, who could be the right influencers, and then search the influencers and then create your content which an influencers will use it to release his feeds to his followers. So that being the case, what is the rise of influencer marketing? If I had to give you an idea, is that it's a big rise. It's unbelievable, phenomenal growth that has taken place. People have started taking decisions more based on what influencers say rather than emotional appeal, even within the advertisements. Okay, has become a fundamental aspects. Now today, a brand cannot really think of being not using influencer marketing. It's ability to create authentic connection. It's like the person who's become an influencer is well known. His field of specialization is also very well known. He or she has achieved success, and therefore he or she is what he or she is today. and therefore people like, therefore people follow. So all this gives an authenticity to that connection, and therefore people read what they reveal, and therefore when they reveal your brand messages in that, people will notice it. So benefits of influencer marketing, there are plenty. It allows brands to tap into the already established and engaged community of influencers. Now, each one has a specific community of followers. You are able to create your connect with them. By collaborating with influencers whose interests align with the brand, your brand stands for sportiness, then you probably have a sportsman as your influencers. Okay, business can gain access to a highly targeted and receptive audience. Targeted, the followers are with the similar likes. The sports people follow Virat Kohli, sports enthusiasts, so to say, and MS Dhoni, etc. So now that is what is a targeted and receptive audience. Means anything coming from them, people will spend time despite the most hard conditions, crammed within the train, he or she will still read what his influencer has revealed for him today. So that's what is the power of receptive audience. It helps build brand credibility and trust. Coming from a recognized person who has no other malafide intention, okay, as a result, the brand also gets that trust. As a rub-off, influencers marketing tells real stories. And so influencers create stories, interest, they engage better. Now, if your brand also aligns itself with such influencers and then create relevant stories, people will be in a mood to listen, mood to read. They see that as a personal message from influencers to them. Influencer marketing offers better audience segmentations because influencers are representing so many fields. Now, there is a very wide set of influencers from music to dance to gardening to whatever you say, sportsmen or each sports wise, etc. Who is your target segment following? Yeah. What influencer, if you use, which target segments can you reach out? So those dynamics are possible with that. Influencer marketing is also highly flexible and adaptable. It can be employed across various platforms. Flexible means you can add today more influencers. You may probably discontinue with some of them. It need not be announced that I discontinued. Okay, it can be employed across various platforms like social media. Some are YouTubers, etc. We will look into that. So that kind of a bandwidth you have. This versatility enables the business to tailor their campaign to suit different marketing objectives. You have a different set of target groups for which you may have a linked a different objective. There are certain set of target audience who are competitive friendly, but they are not friendly to you. Again, then you create a communication and approach accordingly. There are some whom you want more repeat sales to come. So all aspects of marketing, different target segment specific challenge can be addressed. Influencer marketing provides measurable results. So that's another part, like in any other digital platforms, this also gives you measurability. You use various analytical tools available, and using that, one can monitor which influencer is very effective, which influencer's feed has garnered better response, what was unique about that feeds, if you can you replicate similar feeds and gather more, call to action. So all those things can come. How much influencer is engaging? It's not necessarily your brand messages. How much his engagement has improved over a period or deteriorated over a period, stagnant over a period, all those data are available for the advertisers before he invests money. Influencers drive purchase decisions. So they influence our purchase decisions so much so that, so here like big say, today they direct your decision making. Studies have shown that they really impact on your final buying decisions. Okay, people have confirmed that majority of their decisions are dependent on what influencer is recommending, to whom they follow. These are some of the statistical revelations for you, where higher than 70% teenagers, this number even higher than 70%, when they see stuff on social media like Facebook being recommended by their influencers, they prefer 4 out of 10. That's the average. And YouTube, 6 out of 10 users of a YouTube influencers have said that their decision was driven by their influencer. So influencer marketing saves time. So that's one very important aspect. So how and that benefit emerges to you. Collaborating within existing industry players helps grow your fan base faster. Today, you have no influencers, but tomorrow you suppose sign off with 3 influencers, each with 10 million followers, you get 30 million followers. So now you see that fan base capturing is much faster. Partnering with influencers saves your time and tasks like creating, scheduling, etc. In media, all those hassles are there. Television commercial, this channel, this time slots available, not available, then what is the alternative? With influencer, it is not that you have to just refine bit of a release time and all. Influencer marketing ensures your brand's regularity prompted by popular figures across various channels. So each influencer uses different channels. There are YouTubers, there are Instagrammers, there are Facebook guys. Now you are able to capture all this channel to reach out to your target group. Influencers often create content from their own spaces. So like, because they are expert in that field, they themselves generate content, specializing, because they have to establish and remain there, allowing brands to have a constant supply of fresh content. Now, because you are linked with that influencer, whenever people read that, the recall with the brand is generally, as they say, gets established. So influence marketing is sustainable for any business. So that's another aspects of influencer marketing that we are trying to understand are typically experts in their field. So that is very important. We already understood what is that, like health, fitness, traveling, beauty, business. They are influencers in each and many more such fields. No matter how big you are and what industry you are in, there is always one influencer who you can capture. With that, few statistics for you. Not that I am going to get into explaining that statistics to you, but has gone the growth in influencer marketing. As you can see, it's a 2022 statistics, older one, but it gives you the idea. Businesses are making almost $5.2 ROI for every $1 that they spent. Okay, so you see that the impact it has. 67% of the brand globally use Instagram for influencer marketing. So which channel is more popular when you use influencer? Instagram. 44% of Gen Z has made purchases based on influencer recommendations. There are more than 30 million influencers in the world. So now you see each category, you have some influencers or not. More than 1 in 4 marketers leverage the power of influencers. So almost 25% of the marketers today uses influencer marketing. 88% of the people seek authenticity. Mega influencers can earn up to $10 lakh per Instagram post. Per Instagram post, that you can see. And 60% of the marketers say influencers generate content, generated more engagement. So what influencers writes generate better engagement. 54% of the brands that work with influencers run e-commerce stores. So now, who uses them most? It turns out to be the e-commerce. Micro influencers have 60% better engagement than the macro. Micro is local, specific. Therefore, he engages better. Instagram is the most preferred influencer marketing platform. We have studied even earlier point. So with this statistics, no doubt remains that influencer marketing is on just a nascent stage and the threshold is to still come. So now let's have a quick look at the statistics of influencer marketing size worldwide from 2016 to 2022. As you say, this is in billion dollars, so 1.7 in 2006, then it is going to go to something like almost 16.4 by 2022. So that's a growth trajectory. The graph itself reveals to you a swing, upswing. Can channel utilization, which channel is most preferred? We have seen that Instagram is the most preferred channel with 68%, followed by TikTok and then others. So now let's understand types of influencers. I have earlier just touched base with you in terms of verbatim, but now we will see that how they are classified. Nano influencers, that is the first categorization, where they are, their following is about 10,000. You see that many days, nowadays I see that in Instagram, the sari, the beauty of the models, the heroines, they all are promoting some sari brand or the other, and then they shout aloud when they achieve 10,000 followers. So that's what nano influencers. Micro influencers, from 10,000 to something like 50,000 followers, they are known as a micro influencers. As they become micro, the word suggests they will be niche oriented, they will be specialized in particular domain. Then comes the mid-tier influencers, have something like 50,000 to about 1 lakh followers. They build dedicated following and highly engaging audience. Now they cannot remain non-communicative, so they have to generate also content. This generation of content takes them from micro to mid, you know, because people would love to come to you, people would like love to see what you present. So that's what they are, digital creators. There are many other aspects, but they have to do lot to generate content, and then only they will get that incremental number. Macro influencers is like up to something like 1 million followers, when they are B and C list categories of similar, you know, like celebrities or popular name in the specific field, music, sports, etc. Mega influencers have over 1 million followers. They are usually famous offline also and have an online presence. So they are the one who have achieved certain distinction in their offline activity, and then they have become online celebrities, so online influencers. So that's what is a mega influencer. So it will be like a mega stars, like say Amitabh Bachchan ji, or it will be like sportsmen Sachin Tendulkar or Virat Kohli or MS Dhoni, and likewise. So that is a mega influencers. One can definitely see through this graph also, it just replicates the earlier statistics that I have given you. The number it tells you, how many followers equal to what categorization of influencers. Other than followers, influencers can also be differentiated by type of content. So that is what I was telling you. The influencers categorization can be either a blogger. A blogger also has a large followers. So, and he writes a content which is worthy of reading. YouTubers, they just generate video content and communicate. Podcasters, they are audio specialists. They deliver message using audio. And social posts, they are social media specialists, etc. There may be other categorization, but idea is to tell you influencers are categorized as per the channel that they use. Other than followers, influencers can also be differentiated by level of influence. So like celebrities, key opinion leaders, celebrities, like people believe them and they blindly follow. Opinion makers are, their opinion matters. New car is coming. People will wait for the opinion of the expert. Okay, so they are like opinion makers in the field. New gadgets are coming. So they are opinion makers. Their views will matter. So that's what is a opinion leader. So that's also the different categorization, so to say. So now we will look at some of the Indian mega influencers. Bhuvan Bam is a social media star. Originally a comedian, started with YouTube channel, and now he is globally recognized face on Instagram with over 14.5 million followers. To be a mega influencer, 1 million is a number. Now you see where he is. Kusha Kapila Fashion, 2.5 million followers. So again, it's a fashion vertical. Deepa Buller Khosla Fashion, 1.7 million followers. Nikhil Sharma, Moto Vlogging, he's a vlogger with 4 million followers. Komal Pandey, again fashion. Farah Dukai, fashion. Dolly Singh, fashion. Mithali Palkar, actor, with the number of followers. Masoom Meenawala, fashion. So Tamanna Roshan, fashion. So you see, idea is to give you a perspective. Different influencers have different specialization, niche for themselves. How much do influencers cost? Okay, it's like varying, number is varying. Idea is just to give you a perspective that it can run into mega million dollar deal. Okay. Somebody may get less, but somebody may get many more. So much more than what other influencers is getting. But that's not the intent here, is to tell you that today they matter a lot, and therefore advertisers, brands are willing to pay them their price. So let's understand what determines the cost that the advertiser is to pay to the influencer. So it depends on the size that he commands, the platform that he specializes in, engagement level that he creates, and any niche that he has established for himself. So now rate definitely vary on account of above four factors. As they say, that very rough indicator, per follower, he earns $1. So if you have 1 million follower, you earn 1 million rupee per post. So that's what is a kind of a connect. You can invest phenomenal amount that is involved. Yeah, not that you get driven by that. It's an indicative number for you. So we get into understanding, how do you find the right influencer? As you know, that entire thing depends on who he is, what follower base he has, what he establishes himself as, and therefore what he brings for your brand. How do you do that? That's a question. So some steps to find the right influencers. These are the tips, so to say. Create an outline of the campaign goals and requirements. You have a campaign in mind, you have a brand or your marketing campaign in mind, or an overall marketing objective in mind for a specific brand. Now, create your goal that you want to see at the end of your campaign. Now, other than your other promotion mix, that is advertising, sales promotion, etc., you may have certain requirements to use influencer marketing to get garner new followers or say new customers, etc. And then if you assign that to come from influencer marketing, then you will be clear the goal versus the objective that you have. You will be clear. Then get into list of influencers. So now you identify influencers, their niches, their follower base, what kind of content he generates, whether that resonates with your customers or not, etc. So all those things, your demographic of your target audience versus what the influencer stands today in terms of his follower base, needs to be matched. Okay, calculate the engagement rate. Technically, they have explained you how do you calculate engagement rate. I don't think so that is very crucial, but what you need to understand is that what he writes, what he releases, how much he is getting a response to it. So you will notice that, say, every Virat Kohli post, do not say he has the same multi-million follower. Now, every Virat Kohli post may not have multi-million like equally. So that's what is an engagement rate. So what it tells you is to find out, couple, take randomly or take selectively few posts of that influencer and see how many likes have come or how many, you know, reposts have taken place, etc. That will give you an engagement rate. Friends, as I understand, these numbers are not likely to be very huge. It's not like 70-80%. It's like 1%, 2%, 3% are also considered as the most exciting engagement rate. So this has to be understood. Those who are more into it can guide you about it. But engagement is one of the factors. Ensure that these selected influencers are relevant to your brand offering. Now, after having a certain pre-work done, connect with your brand. What your brand stands for, what your brand personality is, what your consumer persona is, and then try and see whether these influencers connects with them. Is there any sync to that? That's how you have to establish. Choose influencers who share values with you and your, and they are authentic. Their lifestyle, their persona, etc., their conduct, etc., should match with your brand, brand persona, brand value, brand promise that you stand for. You may be talking about you being the most environment conscious brand, but your influencer do not in real time life display the environmental consciousness, then there's a conflict. So it is better to avoid such influencers. He might have a larger follower base. Balancing micro and macro influencers. Yes, very important strategy, this slide as such. Every objective has a very macro need and a micro need. We have understood earlier, macro influencers are there, who cover larger population base, and micro influencers are focused on certain niche, certain locality, certain local level. Now every marketers will have these two kinds of need. So to engage better with your local audience, to attract local base of customers, the micro influencers may be more better. You will be able to create engagement, while macro, this thing could be suitable for generating, say, awareness, okay, generating likes, creating preferences. Those kind of subject matter you can cover using macro influencers. So that's the meaning of this particular slide. So